The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Six people are dead, 13 injured, following a fire this morning in a three-story apartment complex in downtown Las Vegas. The fire department earlier said five of the injured were in critical condition. Some residents were hanging out of windows as firefighters arrived. The cause is under investigation, but they say it looks like it's accidental. Holiday travel begins in earnest this weekend. If you're flying, expect a lot of company at the airports.
We expect that December 21st, 22nd, and 23rd will be the busiest days in the airport. But for those who are driving, we're expecting actually the busiest day in collaboration with INRIX to be Thursday, December 26th.
AAA spokeswoman Julie Hall says drivers can expect to pay about $2.55 a gallon for regular on average. Highest prices in California at $3.59, lowest in Mississippi at $2.21. This is SRN News.
Larry Elder explains it's tough to get the truth out of Washington.
James Comey being interviewed by Chris Wallace. James Comey had repeatedly said that the dossier was valid, verified, truthful.
Either it was essential or it wasn't. You said it wasn't critical. IG Horowitz says it was. Oh, I don't understand him to be saying that, but maybe I'm wrong. Hard to say. Can we move on to something else?
The Larry Elder Show. Afternoons at 5 on AM 1280. The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Hour 2 of your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg, is coming up next. But first, here's your Twin Cities forecast. From the Great Plains Windows and Doors Weather Center, sunny high of 41, tonight partly cloudy, and a low of 28. There are only 4 days until Christmas. Are you still on the naughty list from last year's Christmas gift? Make this year one to remember with a special gift from Wixon Jewelers in Bloomington. Open extended hours every day until Christmas. Mitch Berg coming up next right here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that says send us your tired, huddled masses yearning to see red. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. I'm Mitch Berg. My blog is shotinthedark.info, dominating Twin Cities blogging, as in blogs in the Twin Cities, mostly focusing on the Twin Cities, going on 18 years now. Of course, this broadcast, going back to March of 2004, has been crushing all that comes before it in Twin Cities weekend radio, which means really Twin Cities radio, because the weekend is when the good stuff actually is. And we dominate it, no question about it. So we've been doing that for 16 years in March. We are rapidly coming up on an anniversary. There is actually talk about having our 10th anniversary broadcast in time for our 16-year anniversary show coming up in March here. So stay tuned for details on that. Which means I actually have to come up with some details on that. Hey, if I pulled off last week's show, I can pull off darn near anything. By the way, it was a great pleasure to have Ed, King, and Brad with us last week for our worst of 80s sitcoms show. We're definitely lining up to do another show like it. And with a little luck, we won't wait a full year to do it again here. Those shows are a lot of fun. Everyone enjoys it. And everyone in the audience that I've heard talk about these podcasts enjoys them too. And by the way, I had a lot of fun this last hour too here. I could not tell you enough. I couldn't stress enough how impressed I was with not just the event and the way Sherry and her crew pulled Speaking Proudly off last October, but also the caliber of the speakers. Dodgers that we heard. You heard the top two, the two winners. Honestly, and of those two, by the way, of Mary and Megan, I had heard Megan speak. I originally thought that I'd never seen any of them, but Megan was in one of my rounds. And I think I put her as the winner of my round, but it was a tough choice. Literally in both of the rounds I spoke, it was as good as a three-way tie both rounds. And it's one of the rules is you can't give ties. You have to rank them one way or the other, hard as it may be. And picking the number four was the easy one. I had two three-way ties to try and adjudicate. It was a tough one. And the judges, well, as you could hear in the last hour with both of the speeches, the judges made good decisions. But they were still tough decisions. So I am looking forward to speaking proudly coming up in another, what are we talking about here? Probably 22 months out here. I'm sure the work will be starting before too terribly long to get the next one ready here. It was a fantastic event. So speaking of fantastic events, the Minnesota State Legislature is coming up. And we've got about, a month and a half before things really tee up for real in the Minnesota State Legislature. But that doesn't mean the players aren't starting to try to shape the intellectual battlefield, as it were. One of those people who was out talking this past week was the Reverend Nancy Nord-Bentz, the chair of the, quote, group, end quote, Protect Minnesota. They do have some members, but it's still a checkbook advocacy organization that has a thin rump film of members who are actually part of the group. And basically they rely on the left-wing noise machine to turn out Birkenstocks on the ground for their events. Basically it's an organization funded by plutocrats with deep pockets, and they employ the Reverend Nancy Nord-Bentz as their mouthpiece. And boy, what a mouthpiece she is. She's a woman who has, and I will say this without fear of rational contradiction, she has never made a statement about guns, gun laws, gun rights, gun owners, gun crime, crime in general, gun history, the Second Amendment jurisprudence, Second Amendment history, the actual meaning of the Second Amendment, gun laws, gun legislation, and gun facts that is simultaneously original, substantial, and true. I've pointed this out in the past. She will say a few things that may be original and maybe a few that are substantial and original, but they're not true. Or you might have substantial and true, but they're not original. Someone else made it up. Or they may be original and substantial, or original and true, but not substantial. If she says something to the effect of, yeah, the sky's blue today, well, it's true, and it's original. I mean, it's her thought, but it's not really substantial on the issue. If it's on guns or anything related to guns, gun crime, gun violence, gun anything, history, the Second Amendment, the Constitution in general, if she says it, it is never simultaneously all three original, substantial, and true. Never. And by the way, I welcome the chance to prove to any of her acolytes or to her herself that that is the truth. Fact is, she knows it. And I shouldn't say fact is she knows it. I'm fairly sure she knows. Well, she's been called out in public at the few debates that she deigns to attend. She's been called out on the facts, on the factual assertions that she's made over and over and over again. And like her predecessor, Heather Martens, Representative Heather Martens from House District 66B, 66A, sorry, 66A. She doesn't care. And there's a reason she doesn't care. And I thought about that this week when, as part of some hearings that have been set up on, quote, gun safety, end quote, by the DFL in the House, roaming about the state, roaming about the metro area, trying to hold town halls, trying to drum up some support outside of the hardest, most noxious blue corners of the metro area. She appeared in front of the cameras the other day and said, and I quote, Minnesota is on fire with gun violence. It took me back to the good old days of this broadcast when one of our first big stories we latched onto was the late Nick Coleman saying via the voice he had, the rather unjustifiable voice he had in the Star Tribune as a columnist for all those years, our schools are burning because Republicans aren't giving them enough money. And we impudent peasants on the broadcast here dished a few of the facts. In fact, that St. Paul Public Schools, if they didn't have books on their library shelves, it wasn't for lack of lavish funding. Funding to the extent of being the top two bills for students, the top two districts in the state for expenditures per student are Minneapolis and St. Paul. So if Minneapolis's and St. Paul's schools are burning, as Nick Coleman said, it wasn't because of lack of funding. Anyway, that was 16 years ago. This is today. The Reverend Nancy Nord-Bentz says, Minnesota's burning. No, what was her line? Minnesota's on fire. And that's not a bad impression, by the way. It's a terrible impression, but it's a quote. So that's all you really need to know. She says, and I quote, Minnesota is on fire, end quote, due to gun violence. Now, the simple fact is, other than the surge in violence in Minneapolis and this past year in St. Paul, Minnesota is the safest, one of the safest states in the nation, period. End of sentence. One of the, I believe, 10 safest states in the country in terms of homicide rate and violent crime rate per capita. We are among the safest states in the union. And beyond that, I would dare say we are the safest state in the union that has a top 20 metropolitan area in it. You look at the violent crime and homicide rates, and the majority of homicides involve firearms, that's a fact. You look at the violent crime and homicide rates in any of the cities, any of the states where there is a major metropolitan area, in New York, in New Jersey, in Maryland, in the District of Columbia, in Florida, in Texas, in New Orleans, in California, New Orleans, in Louisiana, in California, in Pennsylvania. All these states with larger metro areas comparable to Minnesota, have higher crime rates. And by the way, Minnesota's crime rate as a state, violent crime and homicides per capita have plunged by almost two-thirds in the last 20 years. Now, they may be spiking up thanks to the homicide spree in Minneapolis and St. Paul, which, by the way, Sheriff Fletcher of Ramsey County accidentally slipped up and at least for politicians, has politicians stand, they slipped up and told the truth and said, yeah, it's mostly a gang beef going back 20 years. Accounting for most of these homicides in St. Paul right now. Not all, but most. But leave aside the uptick in violence in the cities themselves, Minneapolis, St. Paul, their close environs. The violent crime and homicide is down over a half, dipped down to about two-thirds from its rates in the early 1990s, which were historic highs, by the way. And if you leave out Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Minnesota outside the two Twin Cities has a crime rate comparable with North Dakota, with Wyoming, with Utah, maybe even better. You leave out urban pathology, by the way, urban pathology meaning people who don't take background checks, and people who will never be subject to red flag orders, which are the quote, measures, end quote, that the Reverend Nord-Bentz is flogging in the legislature. And Minnesota has an almost European-level violent crime and gun homicide rate. So, the Reverend Nord-Bentz is lying. There's an evergreen statement if there ever was one. But I got to thinking about this. Now, the Reverend
And by the way, how a reverend can bear so much false witness and still be considered a person of the cloth is a little bit galling and should be considered a black mark against the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, of whom she was a preaching minister at one point, although I don't believe she is now. I believe she's gone into advocacy for curtailing freedoms as a full-time venture now. But it's my theory that not only does she not expect anyone who thinks critically about the issue to believe her, or in fact not to not call her out as a bald-faced liar, but in fact I'm starting to come around to the idea that that's the point. Because I did a little thinking about the whole issue over this past week here, and I'll come back to that when we come back from our break here. 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join me. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go join us, by the way, on for this special pre-Christmas edition of the Northern Alliance at hashtag Narn Show on Twitter. Hope to hear from you either way. See you in a bit.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
When will you take the time to think of and shop for her perfect gift? Go to Wixen Jewelers. This is the season when the highly trained Wixen staff really shines. They don't earn a commission, so they can focus all their attention on you. You'll be shocked at how easy they make it and amazed at their unmatched selection of diamonds and fine watches. You'll feel awesome knowing that you bought her exactly what she wants. Wixen Jewelers Bloomington, celebrating 30 years of making Christmas brighter. WixenJewelers.com, open every day till Christmas.
My name is Tiffany Hall, and my son, Truett, attends Heritage Christian Academy. Truett is in kindergarten, and I got an email one day from his teacher saying that she was really proud of him that day because he had found a quarter, actually, at school, and she could see that he had really debated turning it in or keeping it, and that he had turned it into her, and she was just so proud of him and encouraged him in that being honest was the way to be. And I thought it was so sweet for her to message me that and tell me about the day. So we've had a few teachers there, and they've all been so wonderful. They have constant interaction with us, for sure, and they're always willing to be there for questions or help us with anything that we need help with as well. We have absolutely loved our time at Heritage Christian Academy, and we have been so blessed.
Heritage Christian Academy of Maple Grove serves students from 3 years old to 12th grade. For more information about joining the Heritage Christian Academy family or to schedule a tour, visit heritageweb.org. That's heritageweb.org.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget America's team, the North Dakota State Bison.
are continuing their march to Frisco. That's Frisco, Texas, not that other Frisco. The Frisco that is proud to hold the annual FCS championship, which has been a North Dakota State sinecure for 9 years now, with one exception. Anyway, if you're not listening to them right now over on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, that's okay. You're tuned into me. That's what matters. But I'll be tuning in. It is the 1440, isn't it? Or is it 1570? 1440. All right. Freedom 1570's got its own business going. Anyway, North Dakota State University football brought to you on AM 1440, The Businessman. And, oh, by the way, it's set out 29-7 over the Montana State Bobcats. You know, I mean, my sister, my poor sister, of course, Montana State fan, living in Billings as she does. But sorry, Barb. Yeah, the Bison are looking like they're on the way to Frisco, which brings another branch of my family that lives just up the road from Frisco, Texas. And by the way, North Dakota State alums. Anyway, it's a great year to be a Bison fan, and one of many things for which I'm thankful this Christmas season. One of the other things for which I'm thankful is that as I do this broadcast year in, year out, I have so many people who are so good at giving me so much material. And one of them, of course, is the Reverend Nancy Nord Benz. In fact, she gives me so much material, I could almost do an entire show, at least an hour a week, on her every time she opens her mouth. I mean, she's got this sort of, well, I mean, if she were commander of a firing squad, her order sequence would be ready, fire, aim. That's kind of the way she handles social media. And to the delight of all of us who watch her, I mean, the number of tweets and Facebook posts and press releases she sent out and had to either send out drastic corrections or complete retractions within minutes to hours. I really do need to go put together a post about the whole thing on the blog at shotinthedark.info because it is just amazing. You see her write something and think, is this going to be one of the roughly 2/3 that gets modified, corrected, or disappeared in the next few hours? And as she gets farther and farther out into loopy land, more of them just tend to disappear. My favorite example, and by favorite I mean most loathsome and repulsive, was a few years ago when the Dar al-Farouk Mosque was firebombed in Bloomington. And her first question out of her mouth during Protect Minnesota's press release immediately after was, we hope the people from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus will come forth with any information they have, which tells you a little bit of something about what this organization thinks about you if you're a law-abiding gun owner. You are guilty until proven innocent of low-grade terrorism. Well, she retracted that as well she needed to, because it was defamatory and it could very well have led to legal consequences. That's how depraved she is. But she's by no means alone. A friend of mine on social media made an observation. The left seems to have what we in the computer industry call read-only memory. It's the hardware equivalent of a Roach hotel. You can put something in, but you can't take it out. Information checks in, but it can never leave. They're read-only. In other words, you give them a piece of information, and nothing can possibly change it. Not logic, not fact, not even competing emotion, for crying out loud. If you're a progressive, once you have the institutional narrative put into your long-term read-only memory, it never comes out. And nothing can change it. And it doesn't matter. You can have it shown to you to be complete baked wind in absolute numbers that can't be argued rationally. And they'll say, nope, it's the truth. And by the way, you're a racist for arguing with me. By the way, they're almost invariably upper middle class and white, but I don't care. The point being, there literally is no arguing with them, because they don't come to argue. They come to browbeat and log roll and gaslight. I got into one of these the other day with someone who said that, in fact, there are such a thing as men who menstruate.
and women with male accessories. To which I responded, well, scientifically, no. I mean, there are people with two X chromosomes. We call them women. There are people with X and Y chromosomes. We call them men. There are a few, a vanishingly tiny number of people that can be scientifically be shown to have chromosomal combinations that aren't either X or XY. The number is so rare as to be verging on scientific marvel when you find them. People who are genuinely biologically not one sex or the other are vanishingly rare. And yet, you have people who claim to be parts of the party of science who will tell you, not just with a straight face, but with veins bulging out of their foreheads in anger at your impudence at being so unwoke, that you are wrong for saying that there aren't dozens of genders, and that gender is just something that is made up, and that you can have, as a result, women with male accessories and men who have monthly, let's just say, cycles. And by the way, it's perfectly legitimate. There are 47 different combinations of personal pronouns by which people can be referred by, depending on their request. And it's science, mind you. There's no science. Social science is not science. Psychology largely is not science. Yeah, there's a certain amount of statistics involved. There's a certain practice involved to it. There's a certain method and methodology and method of the madness potentially, but there's no science anyway. But I noticed the other day there's a saying, a statement that's often attributed to Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. It wasn't actually said by him originally. In fact, historians disagree who originally coined the phrase. We know that it comes from before World War II someplace, maybe from before 1900. But it says, if you repeat a big lie often enough, people will believe it. And when you're dealing with the people who are fundamentally gullible, fundamentally willing to surrender their critical reasoning and their critical thinking facilities to people they consider their superiors, well, then it doesn't take even that much repetition to make a big lie stick. So I, with the help of my blog audience this past week, started a count. How many of these big lies does the left tell people that have become part of their narrative, part of their gospel, if you will? Things that they accept almost like people of faith accept their faith story without a whole lot of critical reasoning in many respects. People who accept that as a given, things that people of a religion accept as a given. And of course, progressivism is a religion to people who are progressives. They may also be ELCO Lutherans or PCUSA Presbyterians. Let's just say they are mixed marriages within their own minds. What are the big lies that progressivism tells itself and tries to tell everyone around them? Things that are not borne out by fact. Even the most casual critical thought shows them to be complete flying monkey doodle. Well, I mean, we started with one just this past week. It came in too late to even make the official list. The Reverend Nancy Nord-Benz, Minnesota's on fire. It's not. Crime outside of the Twin Cities metro area is still falling. You leave out Minneapolis, which is always a basket case, and St. Paul, which is profiting, criminologically speaking, from that train and all that focus on hiring resilience directors and extra deputies instead of deputy mayors and administrators instead of cops, by having a crime rate double in 1 year, as of the last time we checked, and that the year is still young. Minnesota's not on fire, but you can bet your life that there's going to be a lot of progressives parroting that line at the Minnesota State Capitol this year when Protect Minnesota brings out its droogs for the hearings. That's one. I'm halfway through this hour, and I've gotten to one of the big lies. How about the next one? Trump's election was illegitimate because the Electoral College is outdated and because the majority, the winner of the majority of the popular vote should be the president. Well, under the laws of the land, no, it's not illegitimate. He is the president. And by the way, Vladimir Putin had nothing to do with it. Oh, well, I've only begun. Much more when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Maybe you can call in with some of yours. Big lies that everyone on the left takes on face value. Do it. 651-289-4488. Right back.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time. Learn more at surroundmsp.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-459-3174.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-459-3174.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-459-3174. 1-800-459-3174.
There are many perks to being a member of the Freedom Fan Club. Join this month and you could win a copy of In the Cauldron, Terror, Tension, and the American Ambassador's Struggle to Avoid Pearl Harbor by Lou Paper. This is not just another book about Pearl Harbor. It's the remarkable story of Joseph Grew, America's ambassador to Japan. Sign up today by visiting am1280thepatriot.com. Just click on Fan Club.
When it comes to replacing your windows and doors, ignorance is not bliss. You only want to have to do it once, and you don't want to make a mistake. Great Plains Windows and Doors has been helping homeowners all over the Twin Cities with their replacement needs, utilizing the entire line of Anderson Core product, including the most popular 400 series, which contractors trust the most, and they're made right here in Minnesota. Now that sounds like bliss. For a truly remarkable experience, contact Great Plains Windows and Doors at greatplainswindows.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call.
I'll never let you see.
Norway's great combination contribution to Top 40 music. Well, yes, A-ha did have songs after Take On Me. Speaking of music, my band Elephant in the Room, 2 weeks from tonight, out at the Stillwater Bowl and Lounge in Stillwater. We played there 2 weeks ago tonight. Had a great time. By the way, we're going to be coming back also later on in January to Neighbors in Albertville. Yes, Albertville. Great time out there 2 weeks ago last night. Speaking of which, occasional pop-up lead singer John Augustine from the Legislative Evaluation Assembly joins us. John, welcome to the broadcast today. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mitch. How are you?
the worst day on the air is always better than the best day off the air. So,
okay.
Speaking of big days, you have a big one coming up for the Legislative Evaluation Assembly. You want to make sure the world hears about. Go right ahead.
Okay. We just found out this week that for the first time in decades, a nationally prominent speaker we're going to be able to bring in for our annual banquet. It's going to be held February 18th. It's a Tuesday night, and there'll be more details coming up in the coming month at our website, www.lea-mn.org, or our Legislative Evaluation of Assembly of Minnesota Facebook page. And we're going to try to make a big event out of it. This is going to be a nationally prominent speaker. We've rented a venue that can handle as many people as might want to show up. His name is John Gizzi. He's the chief political columnist and White House correspondent for Newsmax Media. He's been working as, in that capacity, but not for that company, but in that capacity since around 1980. So he has a lot of stories to tell, a lot of wisdom to offer. He has a very interesting Twitter feed, too, if everybody ever wants to go to @JohnGizzi. It's very atypical. He'll just take, instead of just current events, he'll take a current event and then he'll draw an analogy to something that happened to 20 or 30 or 50 years ago, just to let you know that this is nothing new. It's happened before.
Yeah. Well, by the way, what's the how do you spell John Gizzi if you're looking to follow him on Twitter?
It's J-O-H-N-G-I-Z-Z-I.
Oh, conventional spelling then. Okay, good to know. All right, John Gizzi, the Italian version. All right. So, John, speaking of which, you have been following, like all Minnesota taxpayers, the ongoing contortions of the Minnesota Department of Human Services and, of course, the contortions of big left in Minnesota to cover and cover up the and bury and completely gun deck the story of the incompetence and corruption. Why choose at DHS? You have chosen to comment upon the issue via the gift of satirical song. By all means, tell us what you have up next on the agenda here, John Augustine.
Well, this song is based on a classic carol. I've done this before, but this is the first time I've performed this on the radio. It's the most blunderful time of the year. It's a summary of happenings in Minnesota politics over the past year for those who may have been paying attention.
And it's taken off from what song? Just kidding. Go ahead. Most blunderful time of the year, John Augustine of the Legislative Evaluation Assembly.
It's the most blunderful time of the year, with agencies giving gifts to the non-living, taxpayers should fear. It's the most blunderful time of the year. It's the happiest feeling of all, with lobbyists willing, cash coffers are filling the stacks, they're so tall. It's the happiest feeling of all. There'll be colleges visions of adjunct positions to give their pet projects a go, while some sovereign nations feed off compensation that's not really legal. Oh, no. It's the happiest feeling of all. Triumvirate sessions escape nuisance questions and hide behind walls. It's the happiest feeling of all. There'll be refugees yelling and entitled felons demanding a voice in the halls. We'll see loads of complaining and junk bias training with media hyping it all. And there'll be lots of task forces up on their high horses with spending prescriptions for all. Lots of stakeholders voicing sounds of rejoicing, save the taxpayers holding the ball. The ball. It's the most blunderful time of the year. At least if we can't stop the raids on the Treasury, we'll stop 3-2 beer. It's the most blunderful time. Yes, the most blunderful time. Oh, the most blunderful time of the year. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You know, it took Mariah Carey 25 years to get to number one. So I think the possibility with her Christmas song, I think you have every possibility of taking somewhere within that time, Judd Augustine. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too. And, of course, the event, big event, which one more time with John Gizzi coming to speak for the LEA at your annual banquet. One more time, details on that when you've recovered from your performance.
It'll be Tuesday night, February 18th. More details will be upcoming in the coming month or so, and you can find them at www.lea-mn.org.
Absolutely. John Augustine from the Legislative Evaluation Assembly, thank you very much for both the event and the new release. Great to hear from you either way. Thanks for stopping by on the broadcast here today.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. John Augustine, that's LEA, and the Legislative Evaluation Assembly of Minnesota. Check them out. They are working, as few others, to keep the legislature accountable. As we found this past couple weeks, boy, if there was ever a need to hold government accountable, it is clear and present in the Department of Human Services. And let's be honest, the entire executive branch. The level of corruption that is endemic there. Something we talked about 2 weeks ago with Representative Franson. And we just scratched the surface. And let's not even talk about the Department of State, Steve Simon stonewalling multiple court orders demanding he give up the information about voter registration, likely fraud throughout the state's election system. It's worth a laugh or two here and there. But on the other hand, this is democracy we're losing here. This is a representative republic that is being watered down at best, stolen at worst. Oh, by the way, that's another one of those lies. We've been through two of them so far. The list is long. The lies that Big Left insists its people believe and that they pretty much do without question. If you know progressives around the water cooler, you've probably heard some of these. Oh, yeah, Minnesota's elections are perfectly up on the up and up, except Steve Simon won't prove it. Under court order. Minnesota's on fire. Trump's election was illegitimate. Let's go through the rest of the list here while we have some time. We've got more gun violence now than ever before. People say that on the left. It's not true. It's the opposite. It's dropped by half. What's another? The Republican war on women. White supremacy is endemic in the armed forces. Well, that would be odd considering that the armed forces have a higher percentage of minorities in the population in general. Let's see. There are 57 genders. America is a racist nation. That's complete baked wind. We're not a racist nation. We're a nation that has racists like every other group of humans in the world. We are the first nation to make overcoming racism a national priority. America's an anti-Semitic nation. No, it's not. It's the best place in the world to be a Jew, perhaps even including Israel. America's past is a uniquely terrible thing. Another one, Trump supported neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. It's a lie and the media knows it. They keep parroting it anyway. Socialism lifts people from poverty. The free market does not. Patent balderdash. But yet progressives believe this. I'm still working my through the list here. Obamacare benefited more people than it harmed. No, not true. Slavery in America was uniquely more terrible than slavery everywhere else. No. I mean, slavery is a moral crime on every level, but an African's chance of survival, as awful as slavery was in America, was higher than it was anyplace else in the world, certainly higher than in Brazil, higher than it was in Haiti, where the French slaveholders oversaw a rate that saw 90% mortality per year among slaves. So while there is no excusing the moral crime of slavery, it was not uniquely more terrible here than anywhere else. Nixon won because all the racists came over to the GOP and stayed. Well, that wouldn't explain why California and Vermont voted in 1968 voted for Nixon as well, and five Confederate states voted for George Wallace as a third-party pro-segregation candidate, and why the Confederacy's, former Confederacy's congressional delegations remained Democrat until 1994, and their governor's offices and state legislatures majority Democrat until 2000. So apparently we're given to believe this. You have to accept that all the racists voted Republican, but went scampering back to the Democrats for all the other offices? It's just not true. It's a lie. It's a lie that people on the left believe because they're just not very critical thinkers. Let's carry on. I've got a long list of them to go and 30 seconds to get to them. I'm going to do it too. Boys and girls are identical in every way. Nobody's coming for your guns. White privilege rather than class privilege is a suffocating force in our society. We've got 12 years to solve man-made global warming or we're all dead. Increasing public school funding directly benefits the children. Racism is a part of America's very cultural DNA. Religious faith is ignorance. It has nothing to do with meaning, merely a crutch for the intellectually vacant. Blacks are more likely to be shot per capita by police than whites. Voter ID is voter suppression. The Second Amendment was intended to defend slavery. Rape culture dominates colleges. 1 in 5 women at colleges are raped or otherwise sexually assaulted during their college careers. Why would you send your daughters to a place where there's a 1 in 5 chance they're going to get raped? That's terrible parenting, as Dennis Prager says. Women are paid 3/4 as much as men for the same work. Children in cages. It's Trump's fault. Life begins when the baby emerges from the birth canal, and not a minute before. 90% of the people want universal background checks on guns. Abortion is about women's health. That was one of our speeches earlier. Complete lie. Trump attacked women. My audience on my blog came up with a few. I'm going to go a little long in this break, but that's okay. Trump trying to appeal to black voters is itself voter suppression. There's evidence that Trump has committed crimes. Impeachment is a serious inquiry into presidential abuse of power. We must remove Trump to preserve constitutional norms. Obama's administration was scandal-free. Jimmy Carter was a good president. Social spending is an investment. Immigrants are a benefit to society, as a blanket statement applying to all immigrants. Gay marriage is all about love, not politics. School choice hurts poor people. Anything to do with Stormy Daniels. Trump paid Daniels hush money. Daniels did not blackmail Trump. There is a 97% scientific consensus on global warming. All of our problems can be solved by raising taxes on the wealthy. We're on the right side of history. And by the way, if something saves the life of just one child, then any usurpation or oppression is worth it. Oh, these are things. The absurdity of what you just heard is what you have to check your brain into be a progressive. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Some limitations apply.
Happy holidays from your friends at Cash Call Mortgage. To help homeowners save money during the holidays, we're waiving all our fees to any borrower who locks a rate with us before the new year. That's right. A true no-closing-cost mortgage loan. And if a no-closing-cost loan isn't enough, how about the interest rates under 2.99%? If you have a mortgage interest rate of 2.99% or greater, we may be able to lower your monthly mortgage payment and save you cash. This holiday, enjoy no-closing-cost loans at Cash Call Mortgage.
For a free quote to see if you qualify for this special holiday savings offer, just visit cashcallmortgage.com or call us today at 800-990-6947. That's 800-990-6947. 800-990-6947.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com.
We can all agree that a good education benefits students, their family, and society as a whole. Education shapes your child into the person they will become. Join your local hosts, Rebecca Hagstrom and Mark Durkin, as they explore how to get the best education for your child while ensuring that the values you're teaching at home are being respected. From cursive to curriculum and everything in between, school is now in session.
Education Nation, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
American
Are you looking for accessories for your pressure washer? American Pressure in Robbinsdale is the authority. From rotor nozzles to flat surface cleaners, extending wands, sewer jetting hose and nozzles, undercarriage cleaners, hose reels, and more. We've got it all for you. Visit us at AmericanPressure.com.
American Pressure. Spray it. Don't say it.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me. I just ran off a list of about 40-50 lives, complete balderdash, that I'm sure if you asked any progressive, not liberal, not Democrat necessarily, but anybody who identifies as and practices the faith of being a progressive, they would accept the vast majority of those complete lies as absolute gospel. I would wager money on it if I were a betting man. It'd be worth becoming a betting man to win money on that one. 90% of progressives believe 90% of those complete lies I just read are completely true. And I'm sure I didn't even get into half of them. Let's go to the phone. St. Louis Park. Mark, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Mitch, first of all, great show and a Merry Christmas.
Back at you.
And I celebrate Hanukkah. We have 8 days, which is great when you're a kid, 8 days of presents, but it kind of sucks when you get older and you got to pay for the presents.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other story.
Absolutely.
Real quick, my big lie is of the years, Adam Schiff, head of the House Intelligence Committee, which is kind of an oxymoron, who on multiple occasions said he had not just proof, but incontrovertible proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Mitch, 4 investigations later, House Intelligence, Senate Intelligence, FBI, Robert Mueller, 0 intelligence. Adam Schiff, 0 intelligence. I was thinking about that, but 0 evidence. I'll hang up and listen.
No, you're absolutely. We could keep going on and on. I opened it up as a open thread on my blog, and it just kept on going. I mean, I left a few out. I didn't have time to get to all of them. It's the level of critical thinking you have to suspend to be a progressive is astounding to me. And we're talking things that aren't even. The sort of like the earth is flat sort of things. The idea that a human life doesn't begin until it emerges from the mother at whatever age. Doesn't matter if it's at 26 weeks or 40 weeks. If you catch it before, if you kill it before it comes out, it wasn't really a human at all. I mean, this is completely the opposite of scientific. The opposite. We ran through a list of, I mean, I have it at my blog, by the way, the list as it is in its current form on shotinthedark.info at its post entitled Chanting Points Memo, Let's Make a List 2020 Edition. And I'm always open to more additions to the list because it just keeps going on and on. And it illustrates the battle that you and I, if you're a member of this station's audience, are going to be fighting for this next year. The avalanche of big lies that big left is repeating often enough that some people, believe them. And as I've said, and been quite forthright about over the past 4 years, 3 years now, well, 4 years, almost 5,
almost 5 years now. I'm not a Donald Trump fan. Haven't been for 30 years. Didn't vote for him. I may vote for him next time around because you look at what the Democrats have up against him and the idea that if you don't vote for Donald Trump, you will in effect be voting for someone who believes the entire, or at least says they believe that the entire lineup of baked monkey doodle I just read off is in fact factual. And by the way, wants to give us gun control, Green New Deal, socialized health care, and the whole nine yards, the entire lineup of neo-socialist terrible ideas pushed by an increasingly extreme Democratic Party. So here's your choice: a president you don't like who's largely governed right. May not have been the kind of person that you care for. He's certainly not in my case, but has at least delivered results that I can live with. Or people who may or may not be good people. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, not a terrible human being. There are Pete Buttigieg, probably not a terrible human being. Boring, but not terrible. But who will bring policies to bear that genuinely are noxious, toxic, and suicidal for a nation? See, given a choice between a bad person who does good things and good people, arguably, by the way, a lot of them are not good people. I don't think Elizabeth Warren's a good person. She may be a fine human being. She's just a pathological liar. Given the choice between okay people who want to do terrible things, I'm voting for the country here, not for a pal, at any rate. Today is the last broadcast before Christmas. I may or may not do my evergreen Christmas broadcast next year. Either way, I thank you all for tuning in for this another wonderful year here on the broadcast. I may do a best of 2000. I may actually do a look back at 2019 next week. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I wish you all, of members of whatever worldview you have, a blessed Christmas or holiday season, whatever holiday you subscribe to. From my own tradition, have a merry and blessed Christmas. Thank you all for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America. Have a wonderful and blessed week.
Actual patient testimonials, results may vary.
The varicose veins and spider veins are hard to look at.
I wanted to hide my legs because they were all blue and spidery.
They feel like you're dragging bricks around.
At Vein Clinics of America, we want you to know you don't have to live with varicose and spider veins anymore.
It actually took my daughter pushing me to come into Vein Clinics of America, and I am so glad I came in.
If varicose and spider veins are forcing you to hide your legs, if you're tired of the pain and discomfort, we can help. For more than 35 years, Vein Clinics of America has been the leading expert in the minimally invasive treatment of vein disease, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
I love Vein Clinics of America. It kind of has like a very big family feel to it. It was absolutely the best I could have ever experienced.
My legs looked beautiful, they felt beautiful, and I felt good inside.
Call for your personalized consultation. 800-940-5500. 800-940-5500. That's 800-940-5500.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
In 1988, she said, "I'd really love a diamond bracelet. There's a new store, Wixon Jewelers in Bloomington." You ignored her. In 1999, she said, "Diamond studs from Wixon Jewelers." Hint, hint. You feigned interest. In 2010, she said, "Wixon Jewelers watches are amazing." You pretended to be asleep. It's 2019. It's time you made her Christmas wish come true at Wixon Jewelers. Easy in, easy out, no mall crowds, and all the help you need. Wixon Jewelers Bloomington, celebrating 30 years of making Christmas bright. Open every day till Christmas.
This is Al Malmberg. This Sunday on the World of Aviation, we'll speak with Chuck Dadko, who formed T-6 Thunder, a group of T-6 Texans and T-28 aircraft that do dozens of formation flights over the Midwest every year. You may have been at TCF Bank Stadium or other sports venues and seen a formation flight of T-6 Thunder. Chuck also worked on the Apollo Space Program. Join us this Sunday morning at 10:05, right after the top of the hour news, here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This Christmas, you're invited to fight for the hungry, the hurting, and the hopeless. To fight for those struggling to keep a roof over their heads, make ends meet, and survive the holidays. To fight for justice, hope, and love all year long. Your sustaining monthly gift of just $25 doubles the Salvation Army's ability to assist our neighbors battling poverty and help them win. Join the fight for good at Salvation Army.